Well, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and each year, the Homeland Security Emergency Management collaborates with the National Weather Service to sponsor Severe Weather Awareness Week in Minnesota. And with us here this morning in the studio is Blaine Johnson. Blaine is the Lacaparral County Emergency Manager. Welcome to Q92 again, Blaine.
Thanks, Paul.
We've done this a few times.
We have, yeah. Going back 9 years, actually.
Oh, nine years ago. Okay.
Yep, crazy.
Is that how long you've been with the county then?
Yep, 9 years. 2017 I started, so it's been, goes by fast. And other times feels like a long time.
Well, I know we've had Lyndon Warden on the last couple years, I think, so you're back, so that's good.
Yep, awesome.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. We want to let our listeners know that it's Severe Weather Awareness Week and some things that we should know about. We always keep nice to get things fresh, keep things fresh when it comes to severe weather, right, Blaine?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's always something new we can learn.
That's right. Sure. Okay, well, what are your job responsibilities as a Lacaparral County Emergency Manager, Blaine?
Sure. So, Blaine Johnson, Emergency Management Director is the title I get. So, each county is required to have a Director of Homeland Security Emergency Management. And so, like I said, I started in 2017. It's been a great run, and hopefully doesn't stop anytime soon. But, so the Department of Emergency Management works really closely with the sheriff's office, law enforcement across the area, and then our first responders on plans, trainings, developing exercises to test some of our capabilities. And those were capabilities based. So that basically means what are some of the ways we can respond more effectively to emergencies and disasters that might affect the community that we live in here in Madison. So we're always trying to improve on those capabilities and moving forward with how we respond more effectively to anything that might happen. Okay. So,
and you meet often during the year with all the groups?
Do. Yep. We've got quite a few preparedness groups in the area. We partner a lot with Don Biergon, who I know is coming in later this week. Yep. Public Health has a really robust preparedness department there that Don runs. So it's a really good partnership, and we've got a new guy that just started, JD Klein, and he's our new EM coordinator, so he'll be down quite a bit.
Okay.
So,
what's happening in the state of Minnesota, first of all, why Severe Weather Awareness Week? Someone asked me that not too long ago, and I said, Minnesota gets a lot of tornadoes, I think, in the summer, don't they?
That's right. Yeah, we get a lot.
I think I read somewhere the average tornadoes is 46 tornadoes in Minnesota.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. There, I'm learning something already. Cool. So.
Well, I'm just taking it from off the website. what's that website that we... Department of Public Safety. Yeah, dps.mn.gov. That's really a good website to look at for Severe Weather Awareness Week, so... take us through what we can expect in Lacaparral County this week.
Sure. So Severe Weather Awareness Week happens every year, like you said, Paul. It's April 13th through the 17th this year, so coming up obviously today and moving forward. And we have 5 days, so each day is a different topic. And so Monday, I'll just run through these kind of quickly here, but Monday's alert and warnings. So we focus on how do you get your weather alerting. We do have a countywide system that we use, and we're in between systems right now. So the best thing to do to make sure you're signed up for that is to call our office, 320-598-7171 in Madison, and we can get you signed up to make sure you're getting a weather alerts.
On your phone or?
Yep, phone and email. You can choose from a few different options there. And I know a lot of people use weather.gov and Facebook. We try to post a lot of that stuff on, as I know the radio station does.
Yeah, you do a good job with that on the Facebook.
I appreciate that. Yeah, try to make it locally specific. So that's Monday. Tuesday, we focus on severe weather, lightning, and hail. So what causes severe weather, what to look for when the clouds start to get dark, and everybody thinks it's wall clouds. If it's a dark cloud, they're like, it's a wall cloud. Yeah. Well, we hosted a weather spotter training with first responders Monday night last week. Okay. And so
I took part in that last year.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah, I'm officially a weather spotter.
Did they give you a card or anything?
Yep.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
Nice. But yeah, so the National Weather Service comes out, and we try to do that every couple years just to make sure the class fills up. But we had 35 on Monday, so we had a good turnout there. We want to make sure our first responders know what they're looking at when they're out and reporting back to the sheriff's office. So,
yeah, weather has always fascinated me since I was a little kid. So when I should have been a meteorologist, maybe.
Should have, yeah. Okay. And we live in the Midwest, so it seems like everybody.
It always changed the seasons. Always something to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
So Tuesday, lightning and hail. So Wednesday's flooding. So. Focusing on what a flood watch is, flood warning, flash flood, a little bit faster, a lot of rain. The National Weather Service dictates a lot of that stuff. But what does that mean for you? And if you're at home, do you have areas around your house that might leak? And looking at things like that and preparing any low spots in your yard or things like that. We do there's a lot of overland flooding that comes across our county.
Right, it wasn't so bad this year, I don't think.
No, it wasn't. We almost need some rain, believe it or not. Right. But
so that's Wednesday then.
Yep,
okay.
That's Wednesday, and then Thursday we focus on the big one, tornadoes, everybody's favorite topic.
Yep.
So we have two statewide tornado drills on Thursday, and they're going to happen at 1:45. And then 6:45, 1:45 and 6:45. So you can practice in your business at 1:45. And then at 6:45, you can practice at your home if you're home.
Oh, that's how that's laid out.
Yeah, okay. That's why they do that. Yeah.
You always should have a plan, right?
That's right. Yep. Practice where your safe spaces are and make sure the areas in your basement are free of clutter. I know sometimes that's kind of challenging, but go down and practice when you hear the sirens, and there is no all clear siren. Everybody thinks, well, I'll wait for the second one, and nope, we just sound it when the threat's there, and when the threat's gone, the siren will stop sounding. Okay. So,
I say this every year about tornadoes, I think, but it just impacted me so much. A few years ago, someone said, when there's a tornado watch, make sure you have your shoes on in your home. Most people, when they're in their home, they don't have their shoes on.
Good point.
Yep. And a lot of people, when the tornado comes through, wipes out the town, a lot of the people are walking around no shoes.
Yep.
And then that's not good with a lot of debris around. So right. I always think of that for some reason when I think of that tornado.
You never know when it can happen, you know?
That's right. Okay.
That's Thursday. If you have any questions, feel free to call the office.
Schools do tornado drills?
They do. Okay. Yeah, they'll do tornado drills, especially at the 1:45. Now, a lot of people think if you don't hear it right at 1:45, don't be concerned. We can only set off about two sirens at once at a time. Mm. So we go NASA Marietta first, and then we go to Madison, and then we go to Dawson Boyd.
Oh.
So there might be some five-minute delay here or there.
Okay.
Yep. So...
That's good to know.
Yeah, it should be right around 1:45, 1:50, though, for everybody.
Good.
Yeah, and then Friday's extreme heat, and I know you have Don coming in to talk about that, but that's something we're experiencing a little bit more, it seems like, and the humidity. I'm not a humidity guy.
Me neither. You are. I don't like heat.
No, so if we skip that day, maybe it won't happen this year.
Well, I had heat stroke really bad a few years ago.
Really?
And it's really affected me. Since then, I just can't take the heat like I used to.
Sure.
Well, I'm not 20 years old anymore either.
So what happened?
I was golfing. I was on the Benson golf course and just didn't drink enough water. You know, just didn't.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, and sometimes you never think it can happen to you, but it's good to know those warning signs. Perfect thing for Friday. So we're going to post some educational material on our Facebook page, as I know KLQP will be. And our Facebook page is Lac Parle County Emergency Management. So
yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So what's all the different ways you communicate with the public then?
Yeah.
So through alerts?
Yep, alerts and warnings.
On your phone?
Yep. So you can, again, call us and sign up there at 320-598-7171. Facebook, we do a lot on Facebook, and that's a really good tool for us to use. We also use the county website, so our – Emergency Management Department is actually kind of the public information department too. It's not an official department, right. But so we do all the social media for the county. And so we'll kind of share things back and forth, sheriff's office pages and stuff.
Okay.
But so you might see some flyers around town, and we encourage participation in this week, just knowing, printing things off. Again, you mentioned it earlier, but DPS.mn.gov.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep. So go on there. They have every day listed out and some of the details there. And I'd love to let everybody know to post each day on their cork board in the front. And so letting people know and becoming educated is kind of the name of the game this week. So we're ready for when the severe season hits.
It's always good to be prepared, right?
That's right. Yep. Be prepared.
Be prepared. Awesome. I think that was one of the theme slogans one year, I think.
Yep.
So, yep. All right. Well, anything else we should touch on, Blaine?
I don't think so. Okay. Our new office is over at the new building over there.
How's that going over there?
Really nice. Yeah. Really nice building. I think it was the first building the county built in like 80 years.
A long time ago. Yeah.
So, anyway. But yeah, it's a really nice office, so feel free to stop in. We've got different hours, so give us a call beforehand, but we're more than willing to give you a tour of the Emergency Operations Center and see what everything's about.
All right. Thank you for all you do, Blaine, as emergency manager for the Loughborough County. Appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Good luck this week.
And we'll talk to you next year at the same time, I bet.
That's right. Yep. Sounds good.
Blaine Johnson, Loughborough Valley Emergency Director. And this is another, we'll continue with our interviews throughout the week about the same time during Severe Weather Awareness Week.